Yesterday, we were talking about whether or not you sneak food into concerts, movie theaters, sporting events, and things like that. And Cassidy said that she's not really one to do that a lot. She's done it once or twice. Well, then listener Sarah commented on Facebook, well, what happened at the movie theater? And apparently Cassidy brought a bottle of wine into a movie theater and sat next to somebody who's a listener to the show.
Two bottles of wine.
Yeah, they were not full-sized, but wanted two flavors, I guess. Yeah, I forgot about this. Honestly, it was like a month ago, and a couple bottles of wine, a couple glasses, some chocolate, and gummy bears. So,
wow.
How do you pull off wine glasses in a movie theater?
They weren't wine glasses. They were like plastic cups. You know, you make do. But I just was like,
still, I feel like that's brazen.
I need these because I wasn't sure if I was going to love the movie. And I think if you think a movie's going to be like so bad that it's good, a little alcohol might help that out. So don't judge me.
Allison feels your pain. How did you sneak a hoagie into a football game?
I had a jacket that has the tight sleeves. So I just stuck it in the sleeve of the jacket. I didn't wear my jacket in, even though it was snowing in like 10 degrees. The funny thing is once we got down to our seats, we sat in the second row, and the camera came around, and we were all eating the Bobby.
Caught. But I'm sure no one kicked you out. Was this at a sporting event?
It was a sporting event.
I love it.
Nobody kicked us out.
Good.
Nobody really knew anything. It was just, we had it cut up already, and we just handed it out to everybody because everybody wanted to try it.
See, Brando, you would have been fine.
You can sneak food into anywhere.
Nope, not going to do it. Nope, not going to food jail.
If it was Brando trying to sneak that in for his family, he'd have to have the family size subs. So
which
that means
like
he'd have to portion
really
it
wrong.
Out.
Yeah.
He would have two down his legs, he'd have two down his arms, and he'd have to have one right down his spine.
Yeah, he'd have to rock in the trench coat. And nothing's more suspicious than that.
Well, thank you, Allison.
Thank you. Have a good day.